The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And I don't want to be repetitious, but history. History is being made in Washington, D.C. now, right this moment as we speak. The engrossment ceremony was held in the House of Representatives, where the articles of impeachment were signed by the Speaker of the House. The official announcement that the articles would be presented then to the Senate. Right now, a procession is taking place. The managers for the House of Representatives, all Democrats, and again, please forgive me for being repetitious, but this is very important. This is only the third time this has happened in history. It is the first time that it has happened solely, completely on a partisan basis. This is partisan. And I don't care who you are, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, this is not what our founding fathers envisioned. It is not. And indeed, it is even a violation of what Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, had said repeatedly. She did not think an impeachment should take place unless it was bipartisan. And by that, she meant, you know, maybe we could get one, two, maybe three Republicans. None. Zero. This is totally partisan. Well, anyway, the procession has moved from the chambers of the House of Representatives through the Capitol, through the rotunda, led by the sergeant of arms of the House of Representatives. It has reached the Senate chambers, where the sergeant of arms of the Senate then led the procession to the Senate. And the articles of impeachment right now are being presented to the Senate. Mitch McConnell is standing at the podium on the floor of the Senate making his comments concerning receiving the articles of impeachment from the House of Representatives. Extremely serious. And, you know, conservatives and Republicans have just kind of blown it off and said, oh, he's going to be acquitted, he's going to be found innocent. That probably will happen. But regardless of that, this is very, very serious stuff historically, and it has divided America deeply. And I just want to remind you, all of this, every bit of this is about a phone call that lasted about 20 minutes. A phone call that the president released the full, complete, unedited transcript. It is amazing. Now, something else very important happening, that if it were not for this impeachment thing, this would be front and center headlines. I'm looking at a headline, U.S.-China sign historic Phase One trade deal. You will remember that many people have said for a couple of years that the sky is falling. The president has offended China. He's ticked off China. And there's going to be a terrible trade war. We're going to go into a recession. There's going to be deep, deep, deep unemployment because of Trump's way he's handled China. Have you thought, and again, I am not an apologist for Donald Trump. My listeners in Columbus know that often I have criticized the president. And I made a promise when he was elected. And I think I've kept that promise. When he does something praiseworthy, I will praise him. When he does something cringeworthy, I will cringe. If he does something worthy of condemnation, I would even do that. And I think I've been true to that. I have said it over and over again. I don't have unconditional loyalty to anybody except Jesus. I don't have unconditional loyalty to Donald Trump. For the most part, I have been very supportive. I think he's done an incredible job on the pro-life front. I think he's done a fantastic job on appointing constitutional judges, not only to the Supreme Court, but to the federal courts all across America. But talking about foreign policy, how many times has the liberal left and the mainstream media said, the sky is falling, the sky, we're all going to die because of this rogue president? Remember when the president began criticizing NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement? Way back in the campaign, Donald Trump said, I'm getting rid of that. Bad deal, bad, 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 bad deal. And many, many Democrats said, you can't get rid of NAFTA. If you do that, you will destroy the economy of America and Mexico both. The sky is falling and we're all going to die. He is his rogue president. What happened? An incredible agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States that, are you ready? Most Democrats have been praising. But I thought the sky was falling. I thought this rogue, irrational nut job of a president was going to destroy our relationship with Mexico. Do you remember that? There is now a trade agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States that even the Democrats are praising. Remember North Korea? Donald Trump was going to get us all blown off the map with nuclear weapons. What he's doing with North Korea is going to be terrible. They're going to wipe out Japan, and they're going to wipe out Guam, and who knows what they're going to do because of Donald Trump. What has been the result with North Korea? They stopped almost all of their missile testing. You remember what was happening in the last year of the Obama administration? Do you remember that? One missile after another, flying over Guam, flying over Japan. Talk about saber rattling. Now, has North Korea stopped their development of nuclear missiles? Probably not. But we know this. They have stopped most of the testing that was of enormous concern. Oh, and then there was the Jerusalem embassy, the American embassy in Israel. Donald Trump moved it from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, like Jimmy Carter said should happen, like Bill Clinton said should happen, like George H.W. Bush said should happen, like George W. Bush said should happen, like Barack Obama said should happen, but all of those presidents said, we'll start a war. That's where the embassy ought to be. That's the way it should be, but he'll start a war. And Donald Trump said, hey, that's where the embassy should be, so we're going to move it. Do you remember what the Democrats in the mainstream media said? The sky is falling. We're all going to die. He's going to start a world war. Oh, my goodness, when Donald Trump moves the embassy, there's going to be violence. There are going to be thousands of people dead. There's going to be blood in the streets. And I'm not exaggerating. Go back and look at the news reports when Donald Trump announced he was moving the embassy from Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. What happened? The embassy was moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, like most of the presidents prior said should happen. And I'm running out of time, and I want to go to the phones, but you can just look back over the last 3 years where the sky is falling. this crazy lunatic president is going to get us all killed. When he took out Soleimani in Iran, just recently, he takes out General Soleimani, and there are demonstrations in the streets of Iran. The mainstream media says he's going to get us into war. He's going to get us all blown up. Oh, my goodness. This is terrible. Within days, the demonstrations all over Tehran changed from demonstrating against the U.S. government to demonstrating against the government of Tehran. And there are even thousands of people demonstrating in support of the United States. All of that changed within 3 days because of the missile that shot down the Ukrainian airliner. There are more demonstrations today against the government of Iran than against the United States. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, the sky is falling, we're all going to die. So far, like him or hate him, most of his foreign policy has worked out pretty well. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Bring up to date, the articles of impeachment have been delivered to the Senate. Mitch McConnell says they will be officially accepted tomorrow. And it is estimated that the actual trial of the President of the United States will begin Tuesday of next week. History in the making. All right, I've got phone calls. Let's go to Craig in Mount Gilead, Ohio. Craig, for our listeners in Tampa, Florida, what is the population of Mount Gilead, Ohio?
Are we talking people or are we talking farm animals?
Yeah, people.
Okay, people, it's 27. But when you get farm animals in there, I think we're like 17,000 right now.
All right. What's on your mind, Craig?
All right. Well, I kind of wanted to help you out with some of Nancy Pelosi's comments because to some people they sounded kind of like really out there.
Yeah.
As a student of history, I'll bring everybody up to speed. Her reference to Paul Revere. What most people don't know is when Paul Revere made his midnight ride, tucked into his left side breast pocket, he had a four-page writing where he thought, this is how we should impeach a president when we get to that point.
He was trying to deliver
that to the future writers of the Constitution.
No kidding. I didn't know that, Craig.
They don't teach.
Yeah, I know. So that's why she referred to Paul Revere.
Paul Revere. Yeah. Now Abraham Lincoln, 80 and you know,
7 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was his reference to the fact that that was when the U.S. Constitution was ratified that explained how you impeach a president.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So she wasn't being totally incoherent. She knew exactly what she was saying.
No. Oh, well, yeah, because she knows more than 99.9% of the population in America. I mean, you know.
I sense, my dear brother, that tongue is firmly planted in cheek, but that's okay.
It's planted in both cheeks.
All right, Craig. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Can I give you a serious?
Yeah, real quick, comment? Though. Yeah, because I got another phone call. But yes, absolutely.
Okay. There's no difference between the liberals when they use Bible quotes out of context versus when they use founding father comments out of context.
Yeah, that's
no difference.
And that is very true. the liberal theologian will take scripture totally, completely out of context in order to make their point, and a liberal politician will take historical quotes totally out of context. Good point, Craig. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Have a great day. And now we're going to head south to Cincinnati, Ohio, and we've got Preston on the line. Hey, Preston, welcome. Thanks for calling today.
Good, good. As believers, we ought to really be encouraged in our faith because Genesis 12:3 says God would bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse them.
Yeah,
we've been tremendously blessed because our president supports Israel 100%, and other presidents talked about it, but they didn't do it. And so God is faithful in his word, and I think if he's elected again, he'll get rid of the funding for abortion.
Well, I certainly hope so, Preston.
Yeah,
and you're right. And to your recollection, do you remember when Donald Trump announced that he was moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the predictions in the mainstream media and liberal politicians here in America about blood in the streets and people are going to die and we could be facing war? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I remember it loud and clear. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And they said the same thing about him, about this last guy that was killed in Iraq.
Yeah.
They said the same thing about that. But when you're on God's side, he's controlling things, and he said he would bless, and he's blessing, and people better wake up. Pay attention to him.
Well, I agree with you, Preston. Always good to talk to you. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. God bless you, Bob.
All right. Thank you. Just real real quick. If you know anything about me, I despise hypocrisy, especially in myself. And I always try to add that. There are a few things that I despise more than hypocrisy. And I always try to add, especially in myself. But talk about hypocrisy. Headline: California Governor Gavin Newsom pushes California to be a no-kill state for cats and dogs. In a press conference, Governor Newsom, in supporting legislation, said no adoptable or treatable dog or cat should be euthanized. And he's standing firm on that. And by the way, I don't think they should be euthanized either. I'm a pet lover. I love pets. I do. He went on to say, we want to be a no-kill state. And again, bottom line, if a pet is adoptable, it should not be killed. What about an unborn baby if it's adoptable? Oh, we can kill them. A puppy? No. A kitty? No. But a human baby? If he really believed this and was a proponent of life, then again, my question, what about adoptable human babies? The alternative to adoption, or the alternative to abortion, adoption. So he wants California to be a no-kill state concerning cats and dogs, but if it's humans, abortion is just fine. Think about that. Hey, thank you for joining me here in Ohio and in Florida. God bless you. Have a great evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.